Well, there you go. You hear the 60-second clock. That's the countdown to your 30 minutes to vitality with Dr. Tim Turlip, and we're counting down the minutes. He is here. He's loaded. He's ready to go. You just wait. He's waiting on your call with your question, comment, or concern. 352-796-2222 to get through to Dr. Tim Turlip. And once again, your 30 minutes to vitality begins now. Good afternoon, Doc.
Good day to you, JW.
Yes.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Well, Merry Christmas to you.
Early, but hey, we've only got the month, so let's take advantage.
Yeah, but you know what? You started Christmas early Saturday at your office.
We did.
Yes.
And what a wonderful response we had from the community.
Good.
It was fantastic. Matter of fact, this is actually more than 20 years that we've been doing our annual Toys for Tots drive.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, actually, we had set a record number. I think we're actually up to 1,091 toys.
Wow.
We collected in that three-hour period of time.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah, 1,091 toys. It was outstanding.
Now, the folks that came to donate a toy also benefited from coming to your office because you gave them
complimentary care. So for the donation of the toy, they actually got whatever they needed at no charge, whether it was x-rays or histories consults, exams with the physician, intervention, care of any kind. Everything was no charge for toys.
Very cool. Very cool.
It was very cool. It was a lot of fun. Starbucks. It was just great.
That's how Dr. great. Tim Turlip and Turlip Chiropractic rolls, baby. And we appreciate all the things that they do for the community, especially 30 Minutes to Vitality right here every Wednesday from 11:30 till noon. Your chance to call in with your question, comment, or concern and talk directly to the doc while we've got them in captivity here in the studio.
Indeed. So that's how we roll. I couldn't believe you actually said that, because my children actually frequently call me a geek.
Uh-huh.
And so that make it sound like we're cool or something, which never has actually ever entered my mind.
You are cool, Doc. So
tell my children that. Will you please? Somebody has to, okay. For gosh sakes. So what do you want to make sure that we actually continue today? We were talking about the core four.
Okay.
Right, the core four supplements, the four supplements that we're seeing via the research that we need to actually add to ourselves,
mm-hmm.
In our modern and contemporary world to try and combat and offset some of the damages that are being done by our nutritional deficits and by our nutritional indiscretions.
Mm.
So because we have a lot of those, unfortunately. Right. And as we say every week, 30 minutes of vitality, the body's made to self-heal and self-regulate. If you remove interferences, it will actually do its thing and give you vitality. So if you're getting things that you don't need or you're not getting things that you do, removing those interferences are the things that will actually create that vitality.
So start making that change now.
So we're going to continue. We've talked about omega-3s for last week. We really hit on those pretty thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody has any questions, please feel free. But we're going to move on to actually the second of the core four supplementation program, which is actually going to be probiotics.
Okay.
Now, probiotics are often misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much I'd love to say that I am the guy who has the definitive understanding and knowledge in that regard. But the research, I mean, I've been reading the research for years, but the research actually is becoming just prolific. It is actually exploding and going over the top because it's efficacy. We're seeing that need.
Uh-huh.
And so when you're getting that properly supplemented and we watch the changes, I mean, it's making researchers start to go, wait a minute. How did that work? So actually we're getting more and more because it's so necessary. Now, what are probiotics? People have heard of them.
Yeah.
And what is that? The word itself, probiotic. Uh-huh. Pro means four.
Uh-huh.
Biosis means life.
Okay.
Right? So it's a life supplement, right? Which actually is literally living bacterium.
Right.
Now, unfortunately, we have bacterium have suffered. It's sort of like politicians and used car salesmen.
Mm-hmm.
Has a bad reputation, bacterium, in our world.
Yeah.
Right? And it's not true.
Uh-uh.
Most bacteria are actually not only were neutral to us, but they're symbiotic and actually essential to life. There's only about 5% of bacterium that are actually disease-causing, what we'd refer to as pathogenic. Most of them are either neutral or really beneficial and necessary to us.
Wow.
Which is kind of crazy. So we got all this antimicrobial stuff, and we think of antibiotics, and oh my gosh, all the bugs, the bacteria, all bad. They're just bad.
Yeah.
And that's not really true.
Okay.
Because you and I actually, we talk about this probiotic for life, this bacterium supplement that we'll actually talk about. It's to actually re-nourish and repopulate our intestines.
Mm-hmm.
So it's sometimes called gut flora or the microflora. Right. There's several things. So if you're reading about it, those are things that you'll see it refer, or the microbiota. I mean, there's all kinds of silly ways. Just think of it as gut bugs.
Okay.
Right? They're the bacteria that colonize our colons and intestines.
Okay.
The current estimate is that between 8 and 10 times the number of bacterium reside in our colons as we have cells in our bodies.
Living organisms.
Living organisms. Yeah. So if you've got, again, a trillion cells in your body, you've got 10 trillion bacteria in your colon.
Cool.
Right? Tons.
Yeah.
Tons.
Yeah.
So you're going to put it in perspective, when people have solid waste, you know, we think of that as food waste. You know, my body, I ate that food, my body took it, digested it, used all the good stuff out of it, and here's the waste, out it goes.
Maybe as a baby.
So, well, it's kind of true. It is that the stuff our bodies don't use, we eliminate.
Right.
But half of the solid component of our solid waste is actually dead bacteria.
Right.
So what you actually have in the commode there, right, is actually half of it is dead bacterial cells. I mean, it puts it in perspective about how much bacteria is actually in our colons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we've got bugs in our colons. Big deal. What does that do? I don't get it. What is that? Well, the research, that's why the research is ongoing. Right, so why do we use it in a chiropractic facility whose purpose is to actually help people express vitality, feel well, and express vitality?
Mm-hmm.
Why do we use it? What's that about?
Good question.
It's a great question because it seems kind of weird.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's really not, because the bacteria is so vital in us that there are those actually now who are actually saying that that's one of the major causes of disease.
Okay.
Residing in the gut.
Yeah.
Because it helps us with so many things. Now, we use it specifically for two reasons. First one, we talked about with omega-3s, inflammation, and how that helps to dial down the body's inflammatory presence because of all the problems we've got with our nutrition.
Right.
Same thing with this. When we have an abnormal flora, an abnormal population of bacteria in the intestines, it actually is what controls inflammation in our bodies. There's a fancy thing called upregulating and downregulating the inflammatory presence in our bodies. And that control mechanism literally resides in our colons because of these bugs.
Okay.
Right. So whether we become inflamed, et cetera, because people go, wait a minute, you mean we're looking at rheumatoid arthritis can be related to abnormal bacteria in my colon? Yeah, absolutely. The research shows it. Ankylosing spondylitis can actually be related to that? Yeah, absolutely can. Arthritides, it's a fancy way of saying arthritis, multiple arthritis is an arthritide.
Yeah.
Right. Those can be related specifically to this. Yeah, absolutely. Swelling in my skin, I mean, you name it.
Okay.
Inflammation anywhere can be controlled by the bugs in our colon. Crazy.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The second thing, reason we use it is that it's for immune functionality.
Right.
Because, again, the control of our immune function is actually happens, again, about 80% of it, the current postulate is resides in the bacterial colonization in our colons. Whoa. You mean my ability to fight colds and flus and cancers, for God's sakes, and pneumonias and all those other things that my immune system does so much is actually resides, again, with the bacteria in my colon? Well, the current research is actually validating that.
Now, let's go back, take a step back here.
Sure.
You're specifically pointing out the colon, whereas part of our digestive system includes the small intestines, the large intestines, and it ends in the colon, from what I understand. Is that correct? And then you...
Well, the colon is kind of the global designation for the small intestine and the large intestine.
Okay.
And then, of course, the rectal area is actually still part of the colon.
Right, right.
The sigmoid colon flexes down. It's right at the end.
The last stop.
The last stop before exit.
But so you would think, you would think you would get off at that stop every exit, you know. But you're saying that this continues to be in there, in your colon.
Top to bottom.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yeah, top to bottom. Yeah. Even from people who have stomach issues, populating the colon can actually facilitate stomach issues in a huge way.
Yeah, and they do that in the hospitals now.
Right.
Yeah.
So from the stomach to the duodenum, which is the first flexure out of the stomach, then we've got the ileum and the jejunum, which are part of the small intestine. Then we go into the large intestine, which is the ascending, the transverse, the descending, and then the sigmoid colon to the rectum. There was your whole digestive tract right
there. I'm dizzy.
Yeah.
Like a roller coaster ride.
Woo! It actually is.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. But these actually reside in certain parts of our colon.
Oh, okay.
And they do a lot of different things. We said inflammation and immune function.
Mm-hmm.
So... great. That's really important to overall well-being. But how do they get screwed up?
Yeah, right.
Why do we? I mean, well, how does that happen? Because if it's supposed to be there, how does it happen?
Yep.
It can start from the very darn beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Research is showing us that the first time that you and I get colonization of these good bacteria is through normal vaginal childbirth because the vaginal tract is actually suffused with bacteria.
And the skin is
good,
the
healthy, right? And as we slide out, right, we're actually, but through our lungs, through our nasal passages, our skin, our faces, we get sort of like in Ghostbusters, we get slimed. Right, and we get covered with bacteria, healthy, good bacteria.
Incredible.
Right?
Yeah.
And sometimes if we have, a mom might have an unidentified problem and not know it, that's when, you know, a kid comes out and all of a sudden the kid has thrush in the first week.
Right.
And you're going, how did that happen?
Yeah.
Well, thrush is actually nothing but a yeast infection.
Okay.
Right. And then you go, I didn't know I had. Yeah, I know.
Right.
I didn't know I had, God forbid, a sexually transmitted disease, whatever it is.
Yep.
Right. And the child is born and actually ends up with a dysbiosis from the beginning.
Mm.
There's actually a current body of research that's looking at kids who actually are born by cesarean section that actually, because they're actually not going through the normal process through the tract, the vaginal tract, right? They don't get that first exposure, which is actually what starts the population. And so we get immunologic and we get other skin, because eczema, psoriasis, respiratory problems, allergies, attention deficit disorders, for God's sakes, right, that are being looked at and saying, you know what, this is, we're seeing this more prevalent in kids who have cesarean sections because they're not getting exposed to that. Then we have the lack of breastfeeding. So when we don't get breastfeeding is another huge component that actually then helps to populate the colon. Well, you can't do that with Enfamil, for God's sakes.
Right.
Bottles can't do it. So, you know, you get a cesarean section, then you get a bottle-filled child, and you get all this, and it's like, oh my goodness. I mean, it's the first strike one, strike two, just from the very beginning.
Mm.
Now, you and I, how do we do this today? We're adults. I mean, I'm 50 years old, for goodness sake. Okay, so I can't go back and stick myself back in my mother and do it the right way.
Right.
Okay, that's not going to happen.
No.
How do I mean, how am I doing it to myself now as an adult guy?
We have to adjust it.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
Well, I can, one of the simplest way, antibiotics.
Right.
Antibiotics will decimate the flora. Mm-hmm. Any woman who's actually taken an antibiotic and says, oh my God, and then I got a yeast infection immediately afterward.
Mm-hmm.
The person who takes the antibiotic and says, oh, I got such horrible diarrhea.
Yeah.
Right? Because it goes in and it literally will decimate not just the bacteria that was causing the infection in your nose and sinuses, but it's going to decimate all the bacteria in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And so that starts to transpire. That's one of the first ways we get it. And now it's, you go, I haven't taken an antibiotic for 15 years. Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Do you eat meat? Do you eat chicken?
Right.
Do you drink dairy? Because all of those, take one of them off the shelf in Publix, and I guarantee you I'm going to find antibiotic residue in every single piece.
Well, no, wait a minute. Let me stop you right there. Yep. So you're saying we have to replenish this every so often?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, if we're not—
In today's world.
If we're not getting the correct dietary supplements through what we ingest.
Correct.
Okay.
Absolutely correct. Because we have that. Now, we said that's antibiotic residues and all of that.
Right.
Well, abnormal quantities of sugar will also change the flora in our guts.
Huh.
We talked about that before. 110 years ago, it was 5 pounds. Today, it's 155 pounds of sugar per year for the average American.
Mm.
150 pounds more? So do you think there's a little bit of difference in our dietary intake in 110 years?
Should have been a dentist.
Right? It's not just our teeth, baby. I mean, it's, we're talking about your gut flora and everything else. So that creates it. Wow. How about municipal water supplies? 100 years ago, again, we didn't have municipal water.
Yep.
How grateful I am to have such a high-quality municipal water supply here in Hernando.
Right.
Right. We have really good water supply.
Good.
But in order to do that, and to make it clean, anybody ever notice it when you go and you turn your sink on, you go, wow, it smelled like a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
You flush the toilet, and maybe you were just cleaning it or you flushed it, you liquid waste.
Right.
And you go, wow, that smelled like a swimming pool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, why? Well, there's chlorine that we have to use in our municipal water supplies.
Right.
And why do we use chlorine, JW?
Well, to kill the bad bacteria.
Oh, all.
All the bacteria.
Bacteria.
There's no good bacteria in what we're drinking, but.
Well, no, actually.
In water?
Can be. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Absolutely. So we're killing all of the bacteria.
Right.
And there's going to be chlorine in that water. So what did you drink in that clear liquid you had in your glass there?
Vinegar?
Water. And it came from the tap.
Right.
And it's filled with chlorine. So now you're drinking that same chlorinated water that killed all the bacteria.
Right.
That was in the water.
So what it's going to do?
What do you think it's going to do in your colon, sir?
I gotcha.
Right?
Yeah, right.
It's also going to completely eliminate and cause imbalances of all of them.
Huh.
And then we have these opportunistic, there's about 85% of the bacteria in our colons are good guys.
Uh-huh.
about 15% are questionable actors.
Okay.
Right? And this balance is really important because when the good guys at 85%, maybe their population goes down to 55%. Mm-hmm. Well, that other 15%, they're called opportunistic. And so they see the opportunity. The good guys, which mm-hmm. are suppressing it, mm-hmm. start to go down. They go, hey, you know what, guys? Let's party. Let's populate.
Right.
Right. And so they start going up and up and creating more and more mischief in our colons and in our health, in our immune systems. So you mean somebody with eczema mm-hmm. could actually do better if they actually had really great probiotic supplementation and the flora in their gut was actually normalized?
Yeah. From what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How about irritable bowel syndrome? Mm. Right. Unquestionably, right. if it's done properly. Crohn's disease. You name the digestive disorders. Mm-hmm. Right, because it also helps to break down our food, so we actually then also get to actually have more nutrient density absorbed by our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, really? Really? It's an amazing thing that we see happen on every level. How about depression?
Well, sure.
Do we actually see depressives actually respond well to the proper forms of microbiota supplementation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Absolutely. And people go, well, how is that possible? Well, it's really interesting. Everybody's heard of serotonin.
Right.
Right. And serotonin is that kind of feel-good neurotransmitter. Yeah. And most antidepressants, not all, but they're called SSRIs, or mm-hmm. selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. So they actually, with the whole goal of that thing, who cares how they work,
right.
is to actually elevate your level of serotonin,
mm-hmm.
the theory being then that you'll actually feel a little bit better because mm-hmm. it's the calming, feel-good, mood-elevating neurotransmitter.
Right.
Well, guess where most of the serotonin in your body is actually produced, JW?
Yeah, must be the gut.
It is in your gut. It yeah. ain't in your brain.
Right.
Wait a second. So you're telling me I can actually get more serotonin production when I have proper supplementation and proper population in my colon?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I'm absolutely saying that.
Yeah.
Another thing that causes that abnormality, not just because of the antibiotic residue in animal products,
mm-hmm.
is actually excessive, and we've talked about this before, excessive ingestion of animal-based products.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So mostly protein.
Mm-hmm.
So if we eat a lot of fish, cheese, chicken, pork, beef, you know, all that kind of stuff, and we do, mm-hmm. and it's not necessarily an evil thing. It's that we eat too much.
Yeah.
That's the problem. We consume too much of it. So that's where that difficulty. So too much protein of an animal type has actually been shown to actually elevate this problem of the bacteria in our guts as well.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So it's sugar, excess protein, drinking water, antibiotics, probably the big four
mm-hmm.
that actually cause this to happen. And if I actually did, heaven forbid, we're going to ask you today, JW, to leave us a stool sample when we're yeah. done with the program
right.
today. Okay. And we take it and there's a pleasant thought, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Right? And we take it and we analyze it.
Right.
What we're going to find is, I guarantee you, you're dysbiotic.
Yeah.
You have this abnormal, and that's called an intestinal dysbiosis. Isn't that a horrible word? Dysbiosis.
Yeah, I'm sure.
D-Y-S, abnormal.
Yep.
Biosis, again, life. So it's yeah. an abnormal life system.
Ah.
So it's called a dysbiosis.
Okay.
That's the fancy diagnostic term for that weird gut flora being all screwed up.
Right.
All right? And it's, if we took anybody in the studio yep. here today at the station,
mm-hmm.
I'm not a gambling guy. I'll put $5,000 down. I've got 100% dysbiotic presentation from everybody in here.
And I'll match that, yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I'm sorry. We're going to win this bet.
That's right.
Because it's America 2017, yep. almost 2018,
almost.
Right? That's interesting. Right? So as we're looking at that, that's one of the things we need to address.
Mm.
So with our patients with the core four, what we want to do to help dial down inflammation, to stimulate immune function, to improve nutrient absorption,
mm-hmm.
right? We want to make sure that we're actually normalizing this. So how do you normalize it? There's a lot of ways food-wise that we can do, but one of the quickest, easiest ways, because again, I've learned the hard way, that changing our dietary patterns is tough.
Yes.
And unless people tend to be knocking on death's door, right? There's many times that we're not willing to change.
No.
Unless the pain has become intolerable.
Right.
Okay. This is just 30 years of experience.
Mm-hmm.
I know you'd never believe I've been doing this for 30 years from looking at me across the desk.
Mm.
Okay. Yes, he would. But it's one of the things that it's been a long time and it's just tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. Now, do I have patients who do it? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But they're the ones who literally are suffering with IBS that's yep. so profound that they can't stand it.
Wait till it's broke before we do anything about it.
Yeah. So we actually work with this with a supplement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the supplement, again, it's just like we've talked about before. There's quality and then there's not so good quality.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, most probiotics are not of quality.
Mm.
They don't have enough to actually repopulate. We just said that you could have 10 trillion bacteria in your colon. So do you think 1 billion bacteria in a tablet is going to be enough? No. And there's hundreds of species of bacteria, hundreds.
Yeah.
And but there are several that have been shown to do different things that are the most important, and then they don't compete for the resources in the colon because they have to eat. They're eating too, just like we are.
Right.
So they eat what we eat, literally.
Sure.
Right? And so as they're going through that, so they don't compete with one another and kill each other off. So most strains of this actually have 1, 2, 3, 4 different strains of bacteria. They aren't necessarily the 4 that we need, and they're only 1, 3, 5, 8, 10 billion bacterium in a tablet.
Yeah.
Right? So you're not getting enough of it, and you're not getting enough strains, nor the right kinds of strains.
Right.
So we actually have one that actually has 14 different strains of bacteria that are non-competitive that are shown in research to actually be the ones that help to elevate mood, that actually help with psoriasis and eczema and do the other things in the immune functionality in the most optimal way according to the current research.
Mm.
So and then in each one of our tablets has 50 billion bacteria per capsule, right? So it's very potent and actually has strains that can be very helpful to help repopulate that.
Right.
And do I have patients who come in and go, oh, I've been taking a probiotic for, right? So I do that already.
Yeah, the little gummy, you know, that I buy.
Or you got the Walmart, gum, God, right? Or you get something else. And usually, not always, but you there's one or two that are okay. And you go, what are you taking? And you go, that's okay.
Yeah.
But 97%, I'll literally have to say, please give me 60 days on ours and tell me that you're not experiencing the difference.
Or most people are saying they're getting it. Well, I eat yogurt every day or.
Yeah,
and
again, that's a thank you. That's a great, great point because people had seen Jamie Lee Curtis with Activa doing the whole thing. Now, I have a crush on Jamie Lee Curtis. I mean, she's smoking. She's wonderful. She is, my heart beats every time I think of Jamie Lee Curtis. Hope my wife isn't listening.
Yeah.
So, but be that as it may, whether she heard me or not, for God's sakes, she's terrific.
Yeah.
But there she is on that commercial, which they made them stop.
That's
Because it actually, it's nonsense.
That's right.
And I'm going to say, Yoplait and my Danons and my, they're all processed dairy filled with sugar, filled with coloring agents, and they have so little of the microbiota, the bacterium we need, that they do no good whatsoever.
So people
are actually doing it to try and get that, and it's a joke.
I know.
It is not okay. Now, there are certain yogurts that can, or kefir, actually.
Yeah.
An unprocessed kefir, which is kind of like a yogurt, but richer.
Yep.
Right, and unprocessed, unsweetened kefir can truly do that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. But how many people I mentioned the word kefir, have even heard of it? They go, what did he just say, honey?
Right.
Right. What was that?
Yep.
Is that something, a Christmas thing, kefir? Yep. Is it like eggnog and kefir?
Ooh.
I mean, it just doesn't make, nobody knows it.
Right.
Right, so don't bother. Please, America, it's not good for you.
Yeah.
I mean, most commercial yogurts stink.
Mm-hmm.
They are not health foods.
Yeah.
Right at all, but the people have been sold that bag of goods and it's really good for you, and it's going to get you get some fruit and you're going to get some probiotics and you get calcium.
Yep.
It's a health food. No, it's not.
No,
it's not.
I never bought into it.
So, you didn't buy the lie,
right?
Because it's not true.
That's right.
So, we want to make sure that we're using high quality supplementation, that we're actually repopulating that so that we can express that vitality that we need again.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really critical to in 2017. 2018 nearly. And once again, I'm going to say, let me talk about my Grandma Anna and my mom, when she listens, loves when I mention my Grandma Anna, her mom. She thinks that's the coolest thing
it
ever.
It is, yeah.
Right? But my Grandma Anna, born in 1893, for goodness sakes, right? She never had to think about a probiotic supplement.
Yeah.
Because again, there were no municipal water supplies.
Yeah.
Antibiotics didn't exist. There weren't antibiotic residues in the meat she was eating. She didn't eat that much sugar. She was always physically active. She there was no need to worry about the bacteria in her colon because they were okay.
Yeah.
But in the United States of America, can I salute to our country, right? In 2018, that's not the case, right? Because we do have Taco Bell and McDonald's and KFC and Burger King and Pizza Hut and blah, 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 blah. And we go to the store and it's bagged, it's frozen, it's processed, it's got the stuff, it's got the antibiotic residues. It's just not what it was.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to address it to actually stick your head in the sand and say that that's not necessary. And I do have other physicians who will sometimes tell a patient, as long as you just eat a balanced diet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, define balanced diet for me.
Yeah, thank you.
And secondarily, there's almost no patient I've seen in 30 years who actually consumes a balanced diet.
Right.
Almost none. So to say that to somebody is just the height of silliness in 2018 in the United States of America.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not valid based on the current research. So that's actually number two in our host of the core four, number one being omega-3 fatty acids. Mm-hmm. And again, a really high quality one that's got to be pure. It's got to be potent.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get enough, right? And it's got to be very effective and not oxidized. Number two is actually the probiotic, and one that has enough strains of the appropriate types of strains in enough quantity to be clinically effective to cause changes in you. Otherwise, you're taking something that's not going to cause any change, so why bother?
Right, exactly.
Right? So there you have it in terms of number two on the core four. Yay.
Hooray.
Hooray.
Well, I tell you, and I wanted to get to it. Of course, we didn't have time today, and a lot of people aren't familiar or know how to treat it or don't know anything about it. C. diff. Maybe we can touch on that some other time.
Absolutely. Yeah. Nasty bug.
Yeah, it is.
Nasty bug.
Okay, Dr. Tim Turlip, give us your information, how folks can contact you real quick.
Well, we are on the web at drturlip.com, drterlep.com. And just about anything can be done on the website. Now, our address at the office is 8466 Northcliff Boulevard in Spring Hill, about 500 feet off 19 on the right-hand side.
You can also catch past episodes of 30 Minutes of Vitality on his website, including this one here, if you missed it. If not, tune in next week, 11:30 till 12 every Wednesday, right here on 99.9 WXJB. For Dr. Turlip, NJW, myself, we'll see you next time.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.